when we were in Seattle, I had a dream that there was going to be massive exposure coming. It would come into D.C., Houston, L.A., New York, and Denver. Those five cities, there was going to be major events occurring and massive exposure in those five cities. Over the course of the next few months, as I look at even the pictures from what's taking place in D.C. right now with the smoke, I see that they have tried to cover themselves, releasing one smoke screen after another. But the Lord says, I am about to blow their smoke screens out to sea, and I am going to reveal them. This is what the Lord is saying. He is going to reveal He is going to reveal them. The deep state, the media, he is going to reveal them. The human trafficking, he is going to reveal them. What's taking place at the border, he is going to reveal it. The corruption in finance, he is going to reveal it. This summer will be a summer to remember, because God is going to reveal it all. I shared last night about the importance of prayer and staying the course. We keep the nation stable in the midst of shaking. That's what intercession does. Luke 21:36 says, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. When God comes and brings this level of exposure, it's his judgment. Because he's about to bring justice to our nation like we have not seen in decades. They're going to try to bring up their smoke screens. Left and right, they're going to try to raise smoke screens. But God is going to expose them all. It is important now more than ever for us to remain vigilant in our prayers. That we keep the nation stable in the midst of shaking. That we keep ourselves focused on the course set before us. I know it's summer and we have people go, they have vacations, we get distracted, we lose track of time, we get forgetful. But now more than ever, maintaining your prayer and your word life will be your preservation. Because God's justice is about to be released in our nation, and it will impact the nations of the earth. Do not grow weary in your intercession. Do not become lackadaisical. I say this out of love for you and a love for our nation and a passion to ensure there is a nation my grandchildren can grow up in. A nation that worships God. Stay the course, my friends. This will be a summer to remember. A summer where the fear of God is restored to our nation. A summer where exposure of things we never thought possible is going to occur. Stay vigilant. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be able, may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. At times, things will look apocalyptic, like they do in DC right now. But God is moving, and it must surface to be cast into the sea. It must surface for those bones I spoke of to be reignited and come back to life. It must surface. So be strong. Be strong in your stance. This is a sober warning from the Lord. Be strong in your stance and stay the course. What kind of smoke screens are they going to throw up? Where they're going to continue, like I shared last night, to really focus on Russia is trying to destroy Ukraine. They're going to push the narrative between China and Taiwan. They're going to push a narrative of battles in the Middle East. They're going to push these narratives as far as they can to keep us distracted, to keep us off course. They're going to mess with our economy. But God is going to reset and reorder things. So stay the course. They are not as they seem. They're going to work harder than ever to malign President Trump. He needs our prayers. Do not listen to what the media has to say about him, because God is going to bring justice. He's bringing his justice. If you did not hear the message that I gave on the hurricane of justice, it's on our website. You can go to worldforjesus.org. And you can type in hurricane into the search engine and it'll come up. You can read it and you can listen to the message. We're in that time right now. All of the injustices that we've seen. God is going to bring justice. This two-tiered system, God, is going to bring a resolution. The victims of human trafficking, God, is going to bring exposure like you've never seen before. Pray for them. Pray for them and pray for restoration and pray that God will open homes so that these once victims will become overcomers. It's a time to be sober and to be vigilant in our prayers. Do not let up. We need you. The nation needs you. Justice needs you. And when you stand before the Son of Man, you will be accounted worthy because you stayed the course. The Lord loves his intercessors. Because they seek his face like none other. He loves his intercessors. So seek him, my friends, like never before. It's a critical season in our nation. So let's go to prayer. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you. Thank you.